Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour, Chandu the Magician. The native quarter of Cairo is a maze of narrow, crooked streets in which, if a stranger is wise, he will mind his own business. At night, it would be better if he did not go at all into an unsavory little courtyard near the edge of the city, a meeting place for camel drivers. Chandu, the magician.
Son of Shaitan! Thou art the most ill-tempered camel in all Egypt.
Thou liest, Nazir. My camel hates all men. In my last journey into the desert, she seized the arm of a rich traveler in her teeth.
Thou sayest she tore his arm with her sharp teeth?
I say she poisoned him with her hatred. It was thought he would die.
Aye, Abdallah knew of this when he chose you for our work tonight.
Boy, can you tell me where I find the forge of Harun?
We are desert men, Effendi. But there is one here who knows Cairo as his own face. Abdallah!
Adi, Raji! You are the Effendi Blackburn?
Why, yes. Did Harun tell you to look out for me?
I was.
Sahib,
lift him up on the camel.
He's like an empty sack.
He will be able to sit soon enough. Take him to the village of the Saraki, as I have told you.
You do not go with us, Abdallah?
I will come later. Go now.
He will be in the desert before he opens his eyes.
Shepherd's Hotel, yeah? I'm sorry. He's in Alexandria for a few days. Not at all. Oh, good morning, Mr. Chandler.
Good morning. Any mail for me?
No, sir, sorry. You had the wireless message I sent up to your room.
Yes, thanks. Oh, and that reminds me, my sister and her children will arrive from California Thursday, tomorrow. Not Friday, as I thought.
The suite will be ready, sir. You haven't seen this morning's paper, I suppose?
Not yet. What is it?
Yes, sir.
Disappearance of British official. Mr. Stuart Blackburn of London has now been missing from Cairo for 2 days. I didn't know Mr. Blackburn was in town.
He arrived Monday afternoon. He mentioned something about calling you yesterday morning, but by that time...
How did he know I was in Cairo?
I told him, sir. I remembered your working together during the war. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not. Let me read the rest of this. Supposed to have been on business for the Foreign Office with which he has long been connected. It's believed Mr. Blackburn has fallen into the hands of desert nomads who are holding him for ransom.
Shocking, isn't it? It's been several years since those fellows have dared to come into Cairo.
Maybe they didn't. Blackburn may have gone into the desert of his own accord.
I doubt it, sir. He was asking me for directions to a street in the native quarter on Monday evening. Sharia El Haddadi.
The street of the blacksmith. I wonder where the prick got this information.
I'm sure I don't know, Mr. Chandler.
I hate to think of Blackburn out there in one of those filthy outlaw villages in the desert. For heaven knows how long.
But surely, sir, if they're holding him for ransom...
That's just the point. They'll dicker and haggle for months on end. Especially for a man of his importance.
Yes, that's true, sir. It couldn't be worse.
Yes, it could.
I don't see how.
The whole thing could have been engineered by somebody right here in Cairo.
Blackburn is being held for ransom. Abdullah, you've done well.
By Allah, if he had been my enemy, Raksor, I would have killed him.
Ah, there is a time for killing, a time to allow a man to live. You desert men will learn that.
My people have lived by their sword since before the memory of man. My father...
Do not tell me again your father is a Bedouin sheikh. That is why I chose you. When a man is playing for such stakes as you are, he can afford to be patient.
Namtar, I wish to return to the desert, Roxor. I cannot breathe in a city.
Abdullah, have you forgotten that when my plan has succeeded, you will rule every man within thousands of miles of your father's village?
I have not forgotten, Roxor. But I will not...
I impatient? For 15 years, I have been preparing for the moment when the weaklings, the men of goodwill, must be finished. I shall rule them all. I, Roquefort. And yet, I have worked so quietly, they do not even know my name.
But if you do not fear this Englishman, Blackburn, why have you sent him into the desert?
It's convenient to have him out of the way. Now those fools in London will have something else to think of besides me. You see?
No, Roquefort, when am I to return to the desert?
When I choose to send him.
Are you?
No. You will go on as you are. You have learned much from the talk in the bazaar.
The son of a sheikh, a storyteller in the bazaar. By Allah, I have had enough of it. I will not...
Enough! You will go on with it.
No, by the beard of the prophet.
Then your name will be mentioned to the authorities in connection with Blackburn's disappearance.
May Allah change thy face.
You would not like to be shut up in a small prison, sir.
Asha, I would rather be dead.
Good. Tomorrow you will be as usual telling your stories in the bazaars and listening, especially to foreigners.
Ah, Ferengi.
Report to me here tomorrow at 5:00.
Yes? Come in. Oh, Dorothy. Your room all right?
Yes, it's fine, Frank. Oh, I can still hardly believe we're here.
Well, you haven't made a trip for a long time.
No. And you should have heard the neighbors at home. Mrs. Spencer thought I was insane to rush off to Egypt just because my brother suggested it.
Well, I'm glad you did. What about Betty?
Down on the terrace, hoping you'll hurry and show them everything in Cairo in one afternoon.
Well, that's a fairly large order. Doc, how would you like to take a trip into the desert, all of you?
Why, we'd love it, Frank, but aren't you too busy?
I'm going out to look for a friend of mine, a man I worked with during the war. Family party would be just the thing to hide what I'm really doing.
Hide it? When you're supposed to be looking for a man lost in the desert?
Not lost. He's supposed to have been picked up by a band of wandering desert outlaws, but I don't think so.
Why?
It's too pat. Besides, I've heard... Well, anyway... He came from London to check on a fellow who's been stirring up trouble in the Middle East. Oh, so they think. And the very night Blackburn reached Cairo, he vanished from a street in the native quarter.
And what makes you think he's in the desert at all?
I've been asking questions. Luckily, I have a lot of good Arab friends. A Bedouin named Abdullah is at the bottom of it.
I don't know whether I want to take the children on a trip like that or not.
Oh, now, Dot, I'm only taking you part of the way. I'll leave you at an oasis where I've known the sheikh for years.
You mean the sheikh?
They call it sheikh.
Oh, pardon me. But how will you know where to look for Mr. Blackburn?
I understand he's been taken to a desert village called Daya El Seraki, the village of thieves.
A village of thieves?
Yes. Well, you can see he can't be left there. Besides, I had a message from London asking me to see what I could do. Well, shall we go?
Just like that?
No, I mean down to the native quarter. I have to see about camels and guides. You and the kids can look around the bazaars while I'm doing that.
Oh, well, I'll get my hat. Why, what's that?
It's a crystal ball. Haven't you ever seen one?
No. Whose is it?
Mine.
Yours? You're not serious, Frank.
Yes, I am.
You mean you can see things in it?
Sometimes. If I could just see the man I want to see, I wouldn't need to make a trip to the desert.
You, of all people. to go in for crystal gazing.
No, it's more than that. Let me show you.
No, I don't like that kind of thing.
Well, there's nothing supernatural about it. Stand here by the table and look into it with me.
No, Frank, I'd rather...
Look, Dorothy.
What's that sound?
Don't be afraid. There it is. Don't you see that?
It's like a picture. A room. But...
with wall hangings covered with Egyptian symbols, you see?
Oh, it's so dim.
Somewhere here in the native quarter. And... yes, there he is. Just as I always see him.
There's no one there, Frank.
A shadowy figure, sitting at his table. Can't see his face. I can't even tell whether he's wearing Egyptian clothes. Roxor. Roxor.
What are you talking about?
That's his name.
I don't like this. Stop it, Frank.
No, listen. Sometimes I hear his voice. Listen.
Why, I can hear that. A voice saying Hassan.
Abdallah is to be here at 5:00. Bring him to me at once.
Abdallah, I knew it.
Oh, I won't listen to it. I'm afraid. Frank! And the picture. It's gone.
Yes. Because you were afraid.
Oh, who wouldn't be?
I'm sorry, Dorothy. I shouldn't have insisted on showing it to him. You're unusually sensitive to it.
That man we heard talking. Is he the one Mr. Blackburn came here to check up on?
Yes. I thought this Abdallah might be working with him. Now I know he is. Dorothy, Roxor's right here in Cairo. And I wouldn't even know him if I saw him.
Can't you look around the native quarter until you find someone who knows him?
Well, wait till you see it.
What?
Dozens of crooked streets and little blind alleys. Rooms behind shops where a man could hide for years.
Good heavens.
You'll see it for yourself, Dot, in a few minutes. Let's get Bob and Betty and go down there. Well, here it is. Now, Bob, you and Betty had better walk up ahead. This street's pretty narrow.
Okay.
Oh, Mother, don't you love it? It's positively fabulous.
Yes, darling.
Well, there's a storyteller down the street. You see him? Everybody's listening to him.
Now you must know that Ansar the Bedouin had fought 1,000 battles.
That story's hundreds of years old, but you think you've never heard it before.
Darling.
Strong and fierce was Ansar. For his people had known the sweet, free air of the desert for 1,000 years.
Doc, you won't be afraid of our lady here, will you?
No, now that I've seen what it's like.
When the black hearted Ghazim from Damascus rode into the oasis singing of love and death, Ansar sprang to meet him, and their knives flashed in the desert sun, and the palm trees shook with the wild cries of fighting men. And Ansar's knife was red. And Ghazim died.
Hey, that guy looks like he knew how to handle a knife himself.
Oh, Donovan.
Mom. Uncle Frank's calling you.
What is it, Frank?
I forgot to tell you. If you want to buy anything,
my story, please, you see?
You and me? Oh, yes. It sounded like the desert. Kind of wild and too cool.
You know the desert? You have seen it?
Not yet. We're going out there tomorrow. My uncle's gone to see about the camels and things now. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Your uncle's name
is... Mr. Frank Chandler. Maybe you know him. He knows lots of Arabs.
No, I regret that I do.
Why,
not.
Why, Betty?
Perhaps we will meet again, if Allah will.
Betty, you know better than to...
Now, Mother, he's just... Well, where did he go?
He got into the alley there. What was he saying to you?
He just asked if I liked the story.
I noticed he got out of here in a hurry.
Oh, Bob, he was just talking to me for a minute.
Well, it's not going to happen again.
We'll go into the silk shop over there and stay until Uncle Frank comes back. Come on, Betty.
You saw Chandler? You saw him, Abdallah? Describe him.
Tawil. Tall, Raksor. An Americani, but with the brown face of a desert man. Dark of hair and eyes.
It is, Chandler. I thought he was in India. Why is he here? Why should he come to Cairo now?
He takes his family into the desert, often Americani and English.
Oh, he is looking for Blackburn.
By the tomb of the prophet. He cannot know. Is he a sorcerer?
Even that may be true.
Ibn Haram.
Abdallah, you will be one of his guides.
No, Raksor, the guides and camel boys know my face. I have been seen every day in the bazaar.
Bribe them, pay what they ask. I know those guides. Go and arrange it at once.
No need, a girl will know me.
She need not see you among the guides and camel boys. All Arabs are alike in the clothes you wear.
By Allah, that is an insult.
Insult or not, you will remember our bargain and do it. When you are 3 days out in the desert, you will leave them, taking the men and the water bags. This Chandler will not stand in my way now. Chandu, the magician.
And now, before Chandu leaves to search the menacing Sahara for Stuart Blackburn of the British Foreign Office, we'd like to have a word with you about the wonderful wash day soap we call White King Granulated Soap. There are many magicians in the world, but only one, Chandu. There are many soaps on your grocer's shelves, but only one, White King. The very next time you do your weekly washing, try White King soap in your washing machine. See how quickly every tiny granule dissolves in your wash water, and how little soap it takes to make mountains of foaming suds. See how fast those eager White King soap suds go to work, how they wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt, wash away most common spots and stains as well. Then see how free-rinsing White King rinses away both soil and suds to give you as clean and sweet a wash as you ever hung on a line. Try White King just once, and you'll be sure to say, "I love that soap." And don't forget, nothing washes like soap. And there's no soap like White King. The endless, timeless Sahara. 3 long days out of Cairo. Early morning. A cluster of small tents marks an overnight camp. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Miss Betty.
Oh, you're one of the guides. My uncle's over there by the fire.
There you are. They are all there but you, little white flower. I said we would meet again.
You what? Why, you're that storyteller. How did you get way out here?
Now speak softly or they will hear. I will sit here. The tent will hide me from them. Miss Betty Lou, I am what you call a prince. A prince of the desert.
Are you really? What's your name?
I am called Abdallah, little white rose. Shall I tell you of my home, the oasis? Would you like to see it?
Well, I... Oh, dear, the wind. It wasn't like this last night.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Daddy! Oh, my God. What are you doing over here?
Mother, don't you know who he is? He's the storyteller from Cairo.
What? I thought it was odd you always rode so far ahead of the others. Who are you?
I am Abdallah the Bedouin.
So that's it.
Uncle Frank, the guys are all riding off. Look, I tried to stop them, but they...
Do something.
Your brother can do nothing, Steve. Now soon the sand will cover you all, and you will die here in the desert. Vi amanilla, effendi Chandler.
What's the matter with him?
Never mind that now. There's a sandstorm coming up. Hurry. Come over here with the camel's arm.
Why, no. We crouch down behind the camels and try not to breathe in sand.
That's right. Get down.
The camels will lie still.
Oh, they're useless, Miss Betty. Pull your scarf up around your face.
Hi.
You two, Doc.
Oh, it's stifling. I can hardly breathe.
Get down, Doc. Close to the camel. Betty, hurry. Get your head down.
Suffocating. Uncle Frank, where are you?
I'm right here. Bob, get down.
The air's a lot clearer, Frank. I'm going to stand up. I'm tied up in knots.
All right. It's nearly over. Yeah, we're lucky.
Lucky? All alone out here? 100 miles from nowhere?
I mean that sometimes these sandstorms last for days, Betty. You all right, Dot?
Yes, I guess so.
My clothes are so full of sand, every time I move an arm, I kind of grate.
I wish I had a drink of water.
Well, the water bags must be right here.
Why, everything's gone. The tents
are... No, they must have blown away long ago. Stay there. I'll go up to the top of the dune and see what I can see.
Bob, that big sand dune wasn't there before, was it?
I hope those darn guides are right under it. What does Uncle Frank think he's going to see from up there?
Oh, anything's better than just standing here in this heat, isn't it?
Come on! There's a house over here!
A house, for Pete's sake? Out here?
Walls and a roof, at least. There must be water there somewhere. Come on!
Oh, I hope there is. I feel as if I hadn't had a drink for 10 years.
If the Effendi had come to this dune, he would have seen us, Abdallah.
I would like to see them when they look at the well in that house. There is not water enough to keep one of them alive.
You speak truth.
These Ferengi are rich, Najee.
Aye?
They are Americani. In their saddlebags will be many American dollars.
Aywa. I will bring them to you, Abdallah. Halan.
This well. Then you will give the signal to my men. The Americani did not see them before the storm. We will ride upon the house like the wind.
Aywa, my knife is sharp.
That sword will see how I belong to the desert. And the beautiful girl will see my home at the oasis.
It sure isn't much of a house, Uncle Frank. Where would they get stone blocks out here?
Maybe from an ancient buried city.
There's been water here sometime. Look at those dried up palm trees.
The house must have been built over the well. It's not out here anyway.
Well, open the door. Let's get in out of this sun.
Keep out. If you come in, you'll be shot.
Ah! Holy Moses, that's all we need.
He's no Arab. We're Americans. If you can see us, you know we have 2 women with us. We need water. Let us in.
Mercy. Come in, but there's not enough water. Shanda! Where did you come from?
Good Lord. Blackbird.
Well, I thought those Arabs had come back. I got away from them the night before last and stumbled onto this place.
Quick, Blackbird. Haven't they looked for you here?
Oh, yes. I hid in the dunes until they went away. I should have known they wouldn't come back. They're terrified of a man they call Abdallah.
Yes, they would be. Well, let's get some water.
I'll have to go down into the well again.
You mean the water's that low? I'll do it.
Well, there are handholds all the way down. I leave my hat down there, and after a few hours, there's about a cupful of water in it.
A cupful? Frank, what are we going to do?
Chandler, what are you doing out here? Where are your guides?
They rode off just before the storm. Oh. Now let's see about the water.
Now what, Frank? Don't open the door.
We're riding horses, not camels. I want to see who it is.
That's Abdallah out in front of them.
Why did I ever bring you on this insane trip?
Where would they get horses?
I might have known it would end in some such way.
This isn't the end, Blackburn. Stop. Stop.
You will come no closer.
They really are.
Stop where you are. You cannot come nearer.
It's just like a slow movie.
Well, I can't believe it.
What have you done to them, Johnson?
They'll sit there just like that until I tell them to go.
Glaring at us like animals in a cage.
Abdullah, get off your horse and come here. Get down, I say. That's it. Come over here to me. Listen to me, Abdullah. When I say the word, you will go back and bring our camels, the water bags, everything.
It shall be as you say, Effendi.
You yourself will take us back to Cairo. You cannot disobey.
I cannot disobey.
Good. Remember that. All right. Now.
Effendi Chandler. By Allah, you are a greater man than Rossor.
Chandler, if this is what you learned in India, it's amazing.
Aye, by the beard of the prophet, I will serve you instead, Effendi. Ask me what you will.
Just go and get the camels and send a man to bring you some water at once.
Aywa. See how my men sit like the statues of the ancient king. I will serve you well, Effendi.
Oh, my friend. Is this really happening to us? I can't believe my eyes.
How in heck did you do it, Uncle Frank?
I just know how, that's all, Bob. Masri, turn your horses and go into the desert. Go!
Ishi! Ushkot!
Anything so absolutely spellbinding in my whole life.
Chandler, you better take that fellow Abdullah at his word. He can be very useful to us.
Not to me.
Why? What do you mean?
I could never trust him out of my sight.
After an experience like this?
No. In a few days, he'll begin to wonder if it really happened. People always do. And besides...
Well, I don't see how he could. But what else?
I might not be able to do that next time. I'm not infallible, you know. And then what?
Each week at this same time, Chandu whisks you away on radio's magic carpet for another spellbinding drama of romance, mystery, and high adventure. But before we say goodnight, may we remind you that tomorrow is a good day to buy a box of the soap we make, White King granulated soap. There is no better soap for any washing machine, new or old, than the first washing machine soap ever made. White King soap was first invented 30 years ago for use in washing machines. Yes, 30 years ago, White King was good. Today, it is better than ever. Try White King soap in your washing machine. And try it for washing dishes, too. You'll love the way those rich, warm White King soap suds wash dishes sparkling clean. And White King suds are gentle suds, so kind. They're so very kind to pretty hands. Yes, for washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King soap. Start saving those White King box tops right now for the Chandu magic tricks we'll soon be offering you. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins, Dorothy Regent by Irene Tedrow, Betty by Joy Terry, and Bob by Lee Millar. Louis Van Ruten is Roxor, Larry Dobkin is Abdallah, and Raymond Lawrence was Blackburn. Special musical effects are by Corla Pundit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King Soap bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.